driving, I got a guy on the radio who talks to me. I can't see him, but he talks to me.
Living on a lighted stage approaches the unreal. For those who think and feel in touch with some reality beyond the gilded cage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Moon. Folks, welcome to Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, sponsored this month by Emily's House. When there is no cure, there is Emily's House. We'll tell you a little bit more about them later. This week's recording artist is the one and only Jacob Moon, jacobmoon.com. Of course, Jacob is known for his giftedness as a singer, songwriter of award-winning pop and folk songs. He's also a master of the art of live looping, a performance style where he records what he's playing in real time and layers sound on sound to make one guitar sound like an orchestra or banjo. He has received accolades from Rush, Ron Sexsmith, Queen, and ABBA for his unique and compelling live show. His latest album, entitled Fascination, is a collection of covers and two new originals, by the way, but covers by artists like Marillion, Rush, Yes, Peter Gabriel, Radiohead, Tom Waits, Keen, and Stomp a Tom Connors. I'm just an idiot, aren't? Am I not? Am I not terrible. An idiot? The record, by the way, this one is a labor of love and pays tribute to the music that influenced Jacob growing up and the music that is filling his head today. Infused with a bold rock sound and yet making eclectic forays into funk, folk, and pop, this is one album that has something for everyone. By the way, Jacob will be performing at the Oakville Center for the Performing Arts on Friday, March 28th at 8:30 p.m. And for tickets, you want to certainly go to oakvillecenter.ca/Jacob Moon. You'll see him there. We posted a fantastic video of Jacob on our weekly email update and on our Facebook. It was when you were doing the Bose loop thing. I think it was your official submission one. The camera was in your in your room, kind of high up. Mm-hmm. There's two that I saw. One was a little more funky than the other one was more of an acoustic deal. Which one did you actually submit? The acoustic one?
You know, those were both submissions, two separate submissions, because I was crazy enough to enter it twice.
Idiot. Yeah,
I know, right? Came up, but it was great. I came up second place to some great great performers and great candidates, which means I can still enter the contest when it happens next time. And my secret goal, Drew, is to amass a small fortune in boss gear, and then sell it on the black market.
So don't blame. Yeah, don't blame you.
No,
you have been doing this for how many years now? Because some would call you a veteran.
Oh, geez. Is that where we're going now with
yeah,
this? Veteran?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess does doing it for 18 years full-time make you a veteran?
Yeah, it does.
I guess it does.
And every person I speak to about you, by the way, the caliber of musicians we've had on our show lately is really a direct result of you doing what you do. Because when I came back from Australia, started doing the show, you've heard me say this before, I really thought Canadian music sucked. Christian Canadian music really sucked. And there were very few artists out there that were really captivating and just had both machines going, playing and singing, right? Let alone songwriting. And then came across the likes of you, and you ruined my theory. And from that point on, I really wanted to have better and better people. We had Melanie Doan on last week, and boy, was she just, right, tremendous.
She's amazing.
But people that I talk to in the music scene say two things about you. Very talented and very hardworking. You are a magician at performing, but you're also ridiculous at getting gigs, man. Like, you work really hard at getting gigs. Are you approached by the youngies, by the kids these days? What can I do, Uncle Jacob?
Yeah, I probably have one of those coffees, like, a month, you know, with somebody who's kind of coming up and wants to know how to break into the music business and all that stuff.
Do you want to charge them for your time?
Sometimes I do, yes, exactly. At least pick up the tab for the coffee.
Yeah,
but I know, they're poor. I was there. It's
okay.
All good.
All right,
you know.
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, it's trying to, if I can be of any help to anybody coming up, that is a great thing. Hmm. And I'm always happy to do that. Because there are people who are there for me, frankly. I mean, guys like Steve Bell. He's toured the country and he's.
Were you on his label?
I was on his label, yeah. For a few years there back when being on a label kind of meant something, you know.
It doesn't anymore, does it?
No, I mean, you really just have to.
You're lazy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Being on a label is it's definitely not what it was like in the heyday of the 70s and 80s when all the money was being made, and there was a bit of, you know, the 90s that were people really making hay, but. Since then, since the internet, basically, it's kind of up to you to find your audience, retain your audience, and entertain them. You know. So.
Last time I saw you perform, you were with Ken Whiteley. It was down at St. Catharines,
yeah.
And I sat back again and went, "I know that guy,"
right.
Because every time I see you perform with someone, I'm biased. I like you, right? But I really think you potentially outshine the people that invite you to join their thing, man. You got to be careful, dude.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the bridesmaid wearing a nicer dress.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that.
Well, you know, I don't know, but I don't know about any of that. I just know that, you know, I took all the advice that I could from all of the people that I looked up to over the years. People like Pat Metheny, who he says he practices for. You know, 2 hours before every gig, he's got to be playing his guitar. Whether it's playing Happy Birthday at a party for a friend, or whether it's playing a show at Carnegie Hall. He might be stretching the truth a bit there. But he's one of those guys. He's just always prepared. And anytime I'm not prepared, that's when I feel the wrath of, you know, chaos and everything else.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Totally right. Well, anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed that gig. Of course, you and anybody that kind of that Ken Whiteley invites has got some stuff, right?
Mm.
So, can you lay down something for us right now? Can you do a tune?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a song that's. Can everybody hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. This is a song that I wrote for my wife. And if you don't write a song for your wife,
you're an idiot.
What good are you?
What good are you?
What are you? That's my dad used to say. What are you? So I'm going to do this one here. This is a song called Live a Little.
We began as things were ending. Said our goodbyes to what was gone. We fell in love, not comprehending the journey we were on. I think of all the years before I met you. I can't account for all that time. I'll say it now. Before I forget to, I'm so grateful that you're mine. We both wear our share of scars, Some say they never fully heal. That's what keeps us real. Now we're gonna leave all those cares behind and live a little. You've seen my light on after midnight. You've heard me stir at break of day. Will I look back someday in hindsight and say I worked my life away? If our days are heaven sent, if heaven truly can be found, can't we find it now? Now we're gonna leave all those cares behind, live a little, my love. Oh, just look at all the stars above. They're burning off the last light they've got just to see if we can live a little. Can be found, let's find it now. Let's find it now. Hey, forget about our yesterdays. Tonight we're gonna leave all those cares behind. Burning off the last light they've got just to see this love was all it's promised to be. Baby, this is our time to shine. Why don't we live a little?
Jacob Moon on the Drew Marshall Show, jacobmoon.com. I don't like you for a number of reasons.
Drew, really? Come on.
Well,
I came here sick today, buddy. I mean, really.
That's actually one of the reasons I don't like you, because I don't want to get sick. No. The talent that you have sickens me. The blessings that you have sickens me. And I just want to talk about your wife and your children. But firstly, mm-hmm. and I think more importantly than your wife and children, is that guitar. The Larrivée.
Yeah.
Now, first thing I got to bring up is, didn't Joel Auger have a Larrivée stolen?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. Just yes.
just kind of looking at.
But the Lord doesn't love him as much as he loves me. So that's why that happened. Just so people always ask the why question, you know, and then you have to really look at that. You know?
No, I'm just wondering if you stole it. Actually, yeah. Where I was going with that.
And give it away. Exactly right. Yeah.
No, you are sick, and I do really, really appreciate you coming.
I can't leave you high and dry, dude. Like I've been on this show. How many times have I been on the show?
I know.
Right.
I know.
And it's now. It's like you're getting all these guests. It's great. I'm so now I'm on like once a year. I got to make it count, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Do. You do. You really do. So. What are the tricks that you have to not get sick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, it's all about...
Are you still drinking that green crap?
Yes. In fact, that's why I'm feeling okay right now. I was chills, full-on chills, like hot, achy all over this morning.
Well, you must have hated me today.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, Drew Marshall. But you know what? And I just drank some tea, so I'm feeling good there. So it's all about staying hydrated, staying warm in this freezing cold winter that we're having.
Yeah. So artists want to know. You know, we all want to know. What do artists do to not get sick?
To not get sick.
Okay, by the way, so you should be knuckle bumping a lot more.
Yeah.
And
no,
you shook
right.
my stinking hand, you grotty, gross.
It's true. I assume you keep a full 2-liter bottle of sanitizer in here. Yeah. But no, I you know what? What do? I guess I take 1,000 milligrams of acid. Ester C every day, and just try to stay hydrated and Manuka honey. I just discovered Manuka honey. Drew, it's great for a guy like who speaks as much as you do. Manuka honey is like the bomb. It's so great. And it's $20 for a little thing of honey.
Why would I want to do that?
But like, it actually will change your life. Yeah, it's great. If you could, if you
do
can't
you
speak,
smoke it? Like, no. I don't understand.
You let it dissolve on the back of your tongue, and then you can sing. It's like this magic elixir. Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah.
Do people think you do, speaking of drugs, do people think you do cocaine because of your nails?
No. If you, I'm told, if you have a long pinky nail.
Yeah.
Then you should be suspicious of that.
Right.
I actually have no pinky nails.
No.
So I'm off the hook.
But you've got the glued on fake nails.
Yeah, you got to do that if you're going to play fingerstyle guitar. And you talk to anybody like Jay Calder, Don Ross, any of those guys, and they've all got even James Taylor. He does it. So.
Oh, you had me at James Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're doing something James does, then you're cool.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so after you get sick, though,
mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, you just have
same
to stay.
Same stuff as you do before?
Yeah, but like twice as much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was something magical.
And you appear on live broadcast as well. That's also very important to do.
Tell us about some upcoming gigs. We'll do this a couple times.
Okay, sure. Yeah, now I'm really excited. I'm playing with a band, Drew. And I'm playing, it's not just me solo like it always is.
Yeah, it's usually all about you.
This is all about the band. They're so great. And they're going to be with me at the Oakville Center on the 28th of March. And we're going to do Hughes Room on the 19th of March.
Wow.
We're going to do the Lighthouse Theater in Port Dover on the 22nd. So, yeah, there's like a bunch of cool dates that are coming up, and I'm really excited. Actually, Oshawa, free show in Oshawa.
Why free?
On Friday night.
Why free? Dude.
Thanks to King Street Pentecostal Church out there in Oshawa. They're putting us up. And,
I'll bet you there'll be a love offering.
You know, who knows, right? But, I mean, if there is, I would gladly just give that to them because they're sort of – they're being really good to us. So, yeah.
Okay, nice. You are known to be a techno geek. Like, you really are. The last gig, again, I was at, you actually passed around an iPad in an indestructible case. Which is good, because you know how many idiots.
I have a 4- and a 5-year-old, dude.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And it was a way for people to say, hey, I want to find out if you're going to be playing in my area. And so people just kind of submit their, put their details in, and you create a mailing list. And so, like, that's being above it, man.
Yeah, you got to be on it, man, because, like, that's the thing that the record company would do for you. They would find you fans, right, by just going wide with your promotion. And so if you don't have a record label, then you really – it falls to you to do all of that work. If you play for an audience and they like you, it's criminal for you not to be able to follow that conversation up.
But it's very un-Canadian. You know how many artists I have in this studio – who I talk about self-promotion and they go, oh, shucks, golly, gee whiz.
Well, yeah, that is the default setting for most musicians. But if they want to stay alive, they find a way. None of us want to do it.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it. You know, I mean, maybe the most megalomaniacal, but I think that most musicians really feel like, any club that would want them as a member, is How does that go, that Woody Allen quote? You know what I'm saying? They really don't.
Oh,
they,
any club that would have me as its member, I wouldn't want to be part of.
Wouldn't want to be part of, yeah. So we all kind of have that hangdog kind of thing about us, so, and we don't like to promote ourselves. But it's really not promoting yourself. It's really just trying to stay in touch. Trying to be, it's politeness, really. It's courtesy.
You just used the phrase hangdog. And last time I heard hangdog used was a song by Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, which song?
Hangdog Hotel Room.
Yes, right. I just played a Gordon Lightfoot tribute at Hughes Room. That was phenomenal.
Was
he was there.
Come on.
He was there. We exchanged some words. It was really cool.
Got
my picture taken with him. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Did you ask him what three chords he plays?
Yeah, no, I didn't get. We didn't get to that. It was very brief. But I would like to know that. Now you got me curious. I used to do a Gordon Lightfoot impression. Did you know that?
Yeah. Oh, we need to hear that right now.
Yeah. Right now?
Right now.
Is this
now.
The moment?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know whether. Okay, let's see. I got my dad used to play this record all the time. It was
Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been sleeping round my back stair.
And so on and so forth.
Holy cow! Dude.
You just have to kind of put it back there in your throat. You remember the tears are not enough? As every day goes by. He's got that little lisp almost, you know?
Oh,
he's,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, do me.
I don't do that many of these. But that's
amazing.
One that I, yeah.
That
that's
is phenomenal.
That's very good.
Because most times when people impersonate Gord,
mm-hmm.
as I like to call him,
yeah,
Gord's Gold.
Yeah. Like Burton Cummings does it.
Yeah, but they usually do, it's like a Native American having a seizure. That's what it sounds like. You know, like,
right?
They kind of do that kind of farcical thing.
Sure.
But you actually nailed it.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks. Musicians, we're all parrots. That's all we are.
Folks, live in the studio, yeah, we should probably take a quick break. We're going to go out with one of your songs here again. And when we come back, some more of Jacob Moon performing live on the Drew Marshall Show. He's brought his equipment with him. Excuse me? He's brought his equipment with him. He's got the loop machine here in the studio. We're going to get a little looping lesson, if you don't mind.
All right, then.
When we come back from this short break. Jacob Moon, jacobmoon.com. That's who he is and where he is. You will find out if you go to that website. Performing at Hughes Room, the Oakville Center for Performing Arts, and a bunch of other places as well. Short break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
see the days pass and this emptiness fills my heart. When I want to run away and drive off in my car.
Man, those dulcet falsetto tones, whatever they are. That's Jacob Moon singing there. You really have, like, how do you believe it when someone gives you compliments? It gives, as Canadians and as men, you know, we're sort of taught to kind of let that roll off us, like, hey, whatever. But do you understand what a freaking rock star you are? Why, yes, I do, Drew.
Well, that's right.
No, I mean, yeah, I think the best advice I ever got about compliments is that, you know, and reviews and stuff, is that you're never as bad as your worst review. You're never as good as your best review. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you have to really take everything with a grain of salt. And only, you know, the performer knows what he's capable of, you know, if it didn't go right, and what's, and if it did go right, you know, how much better it could have been, you know, kind of thing. So it's, because, yeah, we're all of us performers are trying, if we can, to kind of hit, you know, 80-85% of what we practice, and kind of hope to really nail that, you know, kind of thing. And
would Pat Metheny say that?
No, he would say he's currently operating at 100% most of the time. Truly. I hate him. I know. I saw him in Massey Hall. It was like he blew my mind. Like, yeah. I wanted to – people have said to me, you know, over the years, you know, like, it's – you make – my relationship with my guitar very complicated, because now I want to either burn it or sell it or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel when I go to see someone like Steve Morris or Pat Metheny play the guitar. It's just like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have that far to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
We went and saw Joe Bonamassa a little while ago.
Oh, right? He's phenomenal.
Yeah. Great. But dude, his tickets at Sony or whatever it is, or whatever. I don't know. What's it, the O'Keefe Center now called?
Yes. Yeah, the Sony Center.
It's now Sony.
Arts.
It's not the Hummingbird anymore. It's Sony.
No. Yeah.
300 and change for Joe Bonamassa.
That didn't seem right.
I think that's where it is. But anyway, somebody else told me, and I thought, for Joe.
That's high.
I don't even think James Taylor could pull in that.
No, yeah, that's interesting you say that. I mean, like, yeah, there's a lot of people doing sort of cheaper tickets these days. I know Kid Rock's tickets were $20.
No way.
Which, in a way, is right. You know,
$20 in a dime bag.
Yeah. But another way is, like, generous. I think Taylor Swift did another thing where she was giving away pretty reasonably priced tickets for her shows.
Yeah. Okay, let's do a looping class, please.
Oh, okay.
Loop me.
Yeah, I mean,
Listeners are listening and they're going, looping? What is looping?
Well, if you're kind of like, if you're playing, say, a rhythm part, something like, that would be one part.
So hold on. Jacob's not doing anything right now.
That's right. It's just
keep. So you laid that down and it's on repeat.
That's right. Exactly right.
All
right.
Now you do something over top.
And then I'll just do a little kind of funky thing over top.
I'm gonna keep going. Oh, I was gonna join.
Were you gonna start looping?
Yeah, I was gonna do something. I was gonna do a little rap thing.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do it. Right,
it's called the cracker rap. Ready? The other day, you won a ticket to see Dr. J. Front row seats in free, no pay. Radio in hand, snacks by feet. Game's about to start. You're chewing popcorn to the beat. You finally woke up. Doc's going to town, round his back, through the hoop, and you scream, touchdown, you'll be ill in. Mama killed a chicken, thought it was a duck, put it on a table with the legs sticking up. Papa broke his glasses when he fell down drunk. Tried to drown the kitty cat and out to be a skunk. You gotta watch what you're doing. Yeah.
Edit a lot of that, actually. For, yeah, yeah.
That was so good. All right, let's impress people with you, not with me.
That was, by the way, I don't know how you committed that much rap lyrics to memory, but who was that? We Be Illin?
Yeah, that We Be Illin by Run DMC.
Run DMC, okay.
Yeah, baby.
Very good. That's old school.
That's all kicking it old school.
For those, yeah.
My Adidas.
Yeah, for those listening in Markham tonight, that's going back a ways. Yes.
And then the second stuff was Larry Norman.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, he didn't actually do rap. I just kind of
that's a blues deep transfer. Hole is what that is right there. I'll tell you what.
All right, what are we doing, Jacob?
I'm going to play a little song for you here. This is from the new record, and this is called "Is That All You Got?" It's a song for my cousin whose house burned to the ground last year around this time, and she is a real courageous woman, and I just really thought her story deserved a song. So, so this is for Michelle, wherever she is tonight.
Beautiful. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, the inimitable Jacob Moon.
In the darkest night, sometimes the only flickering light is from the flames beneath your feet. Can't be saved, can only burn away to what remains is all you need. When you find out what you can live on, when everything's gone, you can take everything that I ever owned. You can swear and scream into the telephone. I'm not a victim, I'm a child of God. Is that all you got? Is that all you got? Early on, I understood that people do wrong. I was a witness every day. Hell that I've had to pay, you get out of my way. Take the last 20 years and throw them in my face. I keep on walking to a better place. 'Cause your opinion doesn't mean a lie. Is that all you got? 'Cause I cried outside in the pouring rain. When you tore through my life like a hurricane. Outside in the pouring rain, when you tore through my life like a hurricane. You can let me empty as you think and buy. Stay on it, stay on you got. Stay on you got, stay on you got. Stay on,
Jacob Moon on the Drew Marshall Show. Buddy, that was all right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
That was all. That just must have took it right out of you, though.
Woo!
Why would you choose that song, Mr. Sicky Pants?
I don't know. It's like off the new record, so I'm trying to make sure that.
Trying to flog the new record.
Is it out there? It's out there.
Can we buy it?
You can buy it if you go to my website, if you go to iTunes, you know, things like that. Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Right. Kijiji?
Mm-hmm. Yes, all the disgruntled customers are selling their copies on Kijiji as we speak for pennies. So enjoy that.
Crazy amount of energy that you bring to a performance. When you do a gig, what's the most amount of people at a gig you've ever played at?
Oh.
Roughly.
That's a good question.
Seven?
Seven, yes. I mean, that sounds right.
Mom.
Yeah, exactly. That's who we got. Mom. We got
Uncle Joey.
Cousin Dupree. Let's see. I think, I don't know. It's probably a couple thousand or something.
Okay,
like that.
Couple thousand. Yeah. So pretty, like, you're stoked, right? You get the energy, right?
Yeah.
You feed off the crowd. You're like, dude, this is what it's about, man,
yeah.
Right? You're there.
Absolutely.
What about when there's 12? How do you get
you
up for something
do
like
it.
That?
You make sure that there's no light in the room except the one that's blinding you.
Right.
And then you just imagine you're playing for the 2,000. Yeah. Even when you just hear like crickets and like light golf applause at the
but
end.
But you should be okay with that. Not, and I don't mean this as a jab, but you do a billion house concerts a year. And you're not going to have thousands at house concerts. You're going to have, you know, 12, 15, 20,
oh, no,
25.
It's usually 40. That's usually
really?
About right for house concerts. Yeah.
Wow. So 40 in a house feels like, you know, a stadium of 2,000. You know, because that's a lot of people in a room. I can't imagine it would be huge rooms at someone's house for 40 people.
No, it's true. Usually people
so there's an energy
concerts,
there.
There's an energy, definitely. Yeah. If for no other reason, there's an energy that people who are claustrophobic need to get out, you know, right away.
Yeah.
Too close. Yeah,
definitely too close.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, let me tell you a little bit more about Jacob while he sets up for his last song here on The Drew Marshall Show. And by the way, live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is sponsored this month by Emily's House. I just want to tell you one more time about them. Emily's House is Toronto's first children's hospice. And to be honest, there's only one thing you need to know about this place. When everything else has been done and there is no cure, someone needs to help these children and their families feel as comfortable and supported as possible during their last weeks, months, or days together. It's pretty heavy stuff. As a matter of fact, Stephanie, one of the kids at Emily's House, said this the other day. I've had 16 big operations and lots of smaller ones. Crazy. This makes getting through each day hard. Yeah, you think? But I'm so happy for the help given to me. It all helps me forget my pain for a while, and then, you know, when I get scared, I can ask for help as well. So, the families in Emily's House desperately need your support, and here's how you can help. Everyone's heard about sponsoring children overseas, but what about the kids from our own communities, from our own neighborhoods? It takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to walk with families who are inevitably going to lose their child. So if you've been thinking about sponsoring a child, maybe this is the way you should do it. Go to emilyshouse.ca and donate today, because when there is no cure, there's Emily's House. Jacob Moon is here in the studio, good friend, and a brilliant musician. I'm a fan and a friend, and that's just awkward. It can get awkward. JacobMoon.com is where you want to go for all things Jacob Moon. Take us out, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm going to do a little tune called The Great Beyond. And
love this song. One of my favorites.
Oh, cool. This is for you, then.
Thanks, Puddin'. I don't think that's how it starts, though.
I tune because I care, Drew. That's what it is.
Thank you. You know how many people have done that? They know they're out of tune, but they just go ahead.
We're going for it.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
No one will
panic.
Notice.
That's what that is. Yeah,
that's what it is.
We've all been there. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is The Great Beyond.
college, don't I feel like the edge of the universe? Looking down, now you get it, feel the spin in your head, it's like an insane urge to jump out of this skin, to jump out of this skin. When you fall, would you feel it at all? Would your feet touch the ground? Would your soul take flight like you're waiting all your life to be outward bound? See what no one sees, just to touch the mystery. Can you see me now, growing smaller in your window? For something deep inside me leads me on, taking me to the great beyond. You hear the sound of the cars and you know where you are, but you've always been in a world of space and time. Don't you find that it pulls you in? Every day's the same. Oh, every day's the same. Well, I always believed that there was something more, a piece of heaven that I never had an explanation for. 'Cause everything that is points to more than this. I know that it's leading me on, when my own reflection's gone into the great
Fantastic. Jacob Moon on the Drew Marshall Show, jacobmoon.com. You can go and buy keychains and mugs and stuff and all sorts of great things. Go to his gig, support the dude, buy his CDs. It's a fantastic show. He's a brilliant performer as well. We'll see you next Saturday. Take care.
So I'll be asking for forgiveness then until the day I die. Though I can't be sure of what I've done, I think I'd better try. Well, thank God you're not the jury, and thank God I'm not the judge. Here's to a bigger picture, here's to the bigger love. I am a liberal.